Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you happy to be here?
Amen.
Are you happy?
Amen.
Let's let. We may be seated. God bless you. What a wonderful day in the presence of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe that there is something for you today. Amen. We thank God for the service we have had last week. Wonderful service. Those who are not there, I don't know what I can say to you, except that you missed. Amen.
Amen.
It was wonderful. It was wonderful. Wow. Amen. There's no words to explain what went on there. You know, it was just the Lord's doing from the beginning to the end. It was the Lord's doing. Amen.
Amen.
So today, I want to talk about compromise. Say compromise.
Compromise.
Compromise will deny you the best things in life. Be careful what you trade in today for just temporary pleasures. Be careful. Compromise denies you the best things in life. You know, we normally say that the best things are yet to come, isn't it? Who knows that? The best things are yet to come, but not for everyone. Only for those who do not compromise. Compromise will steal the best things for your life. We don't realize what we give in for what we take. Oh, am I talking to the right people here? So that's what I want to talk about. An average Christian today is a compromised Christian. Compromise. He lives low below the standards of God. An average Christian today. You know what I mean by an average Christian? You know, there are those that are top, those that are bottom. I'm talking about the one here in the middle is a compromised Christian. He has compromised one way or the other. There are certain things that he is not doing them or living according to the standards that God has set. In the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 says that we must not be conformed to the standards of this world. Hallelujah. But we must be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Hallelujah. So that we may prove what? That which is what? Acceptable, good, and perfect will of God. Amen. Are you in the house of God?
Amen.
So, there is no way you can experience the perfect will of God when you compromise. Good people, are you here?
Amen.
You see, the perfect will of God follows a life that is not conformed or compromised. So many of us, we desire good things in life, but if we check our lives, it's not in line with what we expect. I hope somebody is listening to this.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, compromise will deny you the best things in life. Look at your neighbor. Say, compromise. Will deny you what? I cannot hear you.
It
will deny you the best things in life. Hallelujah. What is compromise according to the dictionary? Compromise is the expedient acceptance of standards that are lower than is desirable. Are you hearing me? It is expedient acceptance or amohela. Amen? Standards, buemo, that is below what is desirable or what is expected of you as a believer. I told you that an average Christian is compromised today. You know, today there's a saying that, no, it's not bad. You know, people accept things on the basis that they are not bad. What happens to good? No, it's not bad. You're talking about a relationship. Oh, this guy is not bad. What about the good guy? No, this lady is not bad. That's our standards. This is not so bad. Oh, who knows what I'm talking about? No, it's not so terrible. It's not, no, it's all right. It's not so bad. Do you know what I'm talking about? So we have lowered our standards. The jobs, everything is not so bad. Even the clothes, it's not so bad. Hallelujah. Is it true what I'm telling you? We have accepted things. Ah, it's not so bad. It's all right. But what about the good will of God? What about the perfect will of God? We have conformed to the standards of the world. We have accepted, or hey, you know what? What can we do? We are on the receiving end as Christians when we are supposed to be on the giving end. The world is dictating what is fine for us. They give it to us. Ah, no, it's all right. It's not so bad. It's not so bad. What about what is good? What about what is perfect? Oh, I hope I'm talking to somebody today. You may be staying with someone who's not so bad. Look at your neighbor. You may be staying with someone who's not so bad. What about the one that's good for you? Am I making sense to somebody here? We have accepted. Oh, it's not so bad. That is the standard of the world today. Not so bad. We have given up on what is good. We have given up on what is perfect. Because it's costly to do that. What is perfect is there. What is good is there. But the price we are not prepared to pay. The price could mean waiting. Amen. We don't want to pay the price of waiting for the best things. We say the best is yet to come, but we don't tell you you're going to wait. Hallelujah. Amen. Have you all said the best thing is yet to come? But did we say next week? No. We don't know when it's going to come, but there's a price which is waiting. They say that the best things are worth waiting. The good things are worth waiting for, isn't it? Good things in life are worth waiting for. Amen. That is even the saying in the world. It's not even in the church. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. An average, you know, we have just accepted. Is it not true? We have accepted. What can we do? So the enemy is bombarding us. Bombarding until you accept or hey, give up here. We have accepted. That which is bad, we say it's not too bad. So we are choosing between bad and too bad. Isn't it true? We are choosing between what? Bad and too bad. So I say it's not too bad. So it's fine. Who knows what I'm talking about in the house? Oh, yes. Hallelujah. So what is deception? I mean, what is compromise? It's what? An expedient acceptance of standards that are lower than is desirable. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lower than what? Lower than what is expected. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is expedient. Hallelujah. Amen. What is the meaning of expedient? Convenient and practical. Although possibly improper or immoral. Are you here? We have accepted that which is just convenient and practical. Although it might be immoral. Amen?
Amen.
Or improper. Kuriabona, this thing is improper, but we have accepted it. I've accepted it. So that's the standards that we have settled for. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What is improper, not in accordance with accepted standards. Shoo. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I want us to read this story. From the book of First Kings 11. First Kings chapter 11 from verse 1. First Kings what? 11 from verse 1. Okay, let's read. Now, King Solomon loved many foreign women. Narataba Saadi.
And it's not just Basadi.
Basadi ba utswa kantle. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, Solomon loved women. Not just women. Foreigners. He was not xenophobic. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Okay, so Solomon loved who?
Amen.
Not just women. Which women?
Foreigners.
Amen?
Amen.
Along with the daughters of Pharaoh, they were Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonians, and Hittite women. And these are the people God said they must destroy. Remember, I was teaching about this? When you get there, destroy these people. The Hittites. Remember them? They left them. They didn't destroy it. Now their grandchildren, Solomon, now he's even taking them for wives. Amen?
Amen?
From the nations concerning which the Lord had said to the people of Israel, you shall not enter into marriage with them, neither shall they with you, for surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. Remember, if your heart is turned away, you are removed from the promises of God. You know, God does not deny people anything. There's things that God promised you, you will get if you remain on the way that he said you will. He said to Joshua, do not depart from to the left or to the right. If you do that, you will be successful. So the way of the Lord is a way of success. It's a way of blessings. Amen? These things are found in the way of the Lord. But these women, hallelujah, took him away from the ways of the Lord. Hallelujah. Compromise does that. Look at your neighbor. Compromise does that. It removes you from the way of the Lord. Many of us, we are dreaming of big things in life, but the way you are following, I don't see them happening. The road you are traveling is not leading you there. The people that are around you, it's not going to happen. There's no amen, but it's all right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When I look at the people around you, I don't see it happening. Because they are winning their heart. They are taking you away from that. Somebody says, show me your friends, I'll tell you where you're going. Show me your friends and I'll tell you your destiny. Because these are the people that are pushing you the other way. Say, but this friend is not so bad. It's all right. Solomon thing, but these women, look, they pray with us. You see, we can teach them our prayers, you know. They are praying now. But they are still Moabites. You know, there are some people who come with women or men to the church. They invite this guy, come to the church, and he sit in the service for 1 month. They say, no, he's all right now. I can marry this guy. Hey. It's a Moabite. It's a Hittite. This guy who is killed, the best for this guy, the best is still to come. You will know him. You have not seen the Moabite in action. The Moabite will take you away from the things of God. People marry such people. Next time, they refuse them to come to church. They say, you're not going there. Or they want to tithe. I say, you can't tithe. Why? Because it's a what? It's a Moabite. Say, neighbor. You can't bring a Moabite. Now talk to me. Say, you can't bring a Moabite. And next thing you wonder why a Moabite is behaving like a Moabite. A Moabite is not going to behave like a Christian. He's not going to say, let's pray. You marry a Moabite is not going to say, let's pray. Amen. Hallelujah. He will say, no. Let's go do something. I know there's a place. And when I know you're frustrated, but you went to church with me. You so what? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody? Many people have compromised. Today, you cannot tell the difference between a believer and a non-believer. What an unbeliever. They're all the same. They go to the same places. Amen.
Amen.
So Solomon, from the nations concerning which the Lord had said to the people of Israel, you shall not enter into marriage with them, neither shall they with you. For surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. That is for certain. If you think you're going to win a person who's not saved to God, after you get married, good luck. Doesn't happen. I've never seen it.
Amen.
Thank you for that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. A Moabite. Say never. A Moabite. I'll pray with you. That's all I can do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
You take into your house. You show you. That is a Moabite, isn't it?
Amen.
Solomon clung to this in love. He loved this woman, foreign women. He had a special appetite for them. From hell. Are you with me?
Amen.
He had 700 wives. He couldn't stop. 700. Could you multiply my challenges 700 times? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who were princesses and 300 concubines? Maboma Kwapin. Sidekicks. He had 300 sidekicks. 700 straight wives and 300. Could he wanted to close 1,000? For 1,000. So people who say they are polygamists, they are still with two wives, they are still joking. That's not polygamy. It's geogamy. This is polygamy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't you think this is real polygamy?
Amen.
This is real polygamy. When he went for it, he didn't joke. Amen.
Amen.
He redefined polygamy. He had 700 wives who were princesses and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. For when Solomon was old, which verse is that again? Four, okay. For when Solomon was old, his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not wholly true to the Lord his God. Imagine, Solomon has done so well for the Lord all his life. This is the man who built the temple. Mara at the end, basadi ba munsatsiling. Look at your neighbor, basadi, yo, women. Is there a man next to you? Women. Tell that many women, yo, basadi, yo. Badile Muruti Solomon. Amen. They brought him down. At his old age, having run so well, he finishes so bad. Amen. Are you with me? Are you with me? Hallelujah. For Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Sidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. So Solomon did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and did not wholly follow the Lord as David his father had done. He did bad. He did so bad. Listen, David could not qualify to build the house of God, but he did. He qualified, but he ended up worse than David. Nalankuta.
Amen.
What a way to finish a race. He did evil. I hope he's in heaven. I hope he's in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Because the Bible says in these latter days, he really messed up. He did evil in the sight of God. I pray that I will not compromise at my age and end up very bad. After running, well, I think I ran well so far. Amen?
Amen.
Just a few compromises here. And we are faced with compromise every day to decide whether we want to compromise or we don't want to compromise. All of us. Daily. Amen? But the price of compromising is too much. The price of compromising for the short-term benefit is too much. If the devil, if the devil was to tell you what you are actually giving away, go compromise, you would not. Amen.
Amen.
We compromise. Work, we compromise. Business, we compromise. Everywhere. Amen.
Amen.
I see when I go to the shops, when they want to sell me something on the side and I refuse, they look at me like, are you from planet X? Because here, that's how it works. I'll give it to you there. Everybody does it.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody does it. There was a guy who was delivering scent at my house. And he said, okay, I'll put a little bit more scent for you. So what? Even scent? Say never, even scent. Building scent. He wanted to put a little bit more. I say, hey, you are sent by a demon, I'm telling you. You want me to have to attacks because of the scent on my premises. Yeah, some of us, the attacks we have, we don't understand that they came because of these things that have come backdoor, through backdoors. Pastor, pray for me. I can't sleep at night. Is the scent. Oh, the witches are running on top of my house. They want the scent. You don't realize what you are compromising by, I mean, what you are trading in by doing what you're doing.
Amen.
Your peace is going with it. Your health sometimes is going with it. Most importantly, your spiritual life is going with it.
Amen.
You end up like Solomon. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All thing, he was not pleasing at all. He did evil before God, the sight of God. Are you here? Am I talking to somebody here?
Amen.
Do this to your neighbor. Say, neighbor, go to a low compromise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's so much God wants to do for you. Amen?
Amen.
But you must remain on the straight and narrow. Sometimes I get confused. But kimabat. Kispedi or kis kimabat. Kasutu mutwasa manso. Kimabat. Kasis zulubarki. Kimabat. Liteng kimabat. Everybody agrees here that this thing kimabat is the same in all languages. It means you don't walk straight. Your foot, the right foot is looking right. And the left foot is looking left. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You occupy a double lane road. Both lanes you occupy alone. Am I talking to somebody here?
Amen.
Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Say compromise.
Compromise.
He built temples. Someone built a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab. So he built shrines for them. Solomon was going all the way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, what are the areas where normally Christians would compromise? Or let me put it like this. What are the reasons What are the reasons why Christians normally compromise? I'm going to give you 5 reasons. Now, I'm going to give you a lot of scriptures that talk about compromise. Because of time, we won't go through them. Amen? Maybe you should write them down. Are you ready to write? Exodus 34, from verse 12 to 16. Let me read only one verse of that. Take care lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land to which you go, lest it become a snare in your midst. Amen. Take care. Say, take care, neighbor. And I'm going to talk about this as my last point in the reasons why people do that. It's covenants. It's one of the reasons why people compromise. They enter into covenants unwittingly so. When they're already inside, they can't come out. They end up saying, let's just go. Hello? So covenant will be the last one, number 5. But I want to deal with others. Okay, let me just give you scriptures. Matthew 6, verse 24. Matthew 6, verse. He's talking about two masters. 2 Corinthians 6, 14 to 16. It talks about being unevenly yoked with unbelievers. Okay? Okay, I gave you 2 Corinthians. Okay. James 4, verse 4. It talks about friendship with the world, which is enmity with God. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. That's James 4, verse 4. I love this one. Yo, Proverbs 25, verse 26. This is my favorite. You know what it says? Like a muddied spring or a polluted well are the righteous who give way to the wicked. That is Proverbs 25, verse 26. Like a muddied spring, like muddied dirty water. Dirty water. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Dirty what?
Water.
Yeah. Dirty water, all right? Like a dirty water, or a muddied spring, or a polluted water. Are the righteous? That's what we do. We are bringing in mud into this clean water. Ditsila. Into clean water. You don't realize that this is mud that you're bringing into your life to dirty your water. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, you are a clean spring. This thing is dirty. Tell your neighbor, this thing I'm seeing in the spirit is dirty. It's dirty. Can't you see you're a clean well? There are many clean wells that are dragging mud into their wells. Amen. Are you with me?
Amen.
Say compromise. It's like polluting your own well. Amen. Galatians 1 verse 10. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul says, am I trying to get the approval of human beings here? Or am I trying to please people? So, if I was still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of God. Do you see that? Paul says, what am I doing here? Hallelujah. Let me read it to you again. It's Galatians 1 verse 10. Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? He says, if I was still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. Sometimes we must choose. Amen?
Do you want to be a Christian or not?
You cannot have both. You cannot have both. Look at telling anybody, you cannot have both. I mean, nobody, I was talking about this the other day, that we are well known everywhere. We are well known in the church. We are well known in the world. I don't know how we do it. We are popular in church. We are popular in the world. We go to their parties. We come to our they come to our celebration. And they go to their parties. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They sing to us and they sing to the world. Amen.
Amen.
So Paul says, I can't do that. Amen. I cannot remain a servant of God and still want to please people. Still want to make everybody happy. Are you in the house of God?
Amen.
Say, neighbor, choose to please God. Say, choose to please God. So, yeah, I think that will be enough for the scriptures that I've given you on compromise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there are five reasons why Christians compromise. Number one, fear of rejection. The fear of being alone or pointed out from the crowd. Amen? The fear of being alone. So until fella, as long as I can be with somebody. Amen? Say fear of rejection. So people just can't be alone because they fear rejection. Even when the company is not worth their presence. Oh, am I talking to somebody here? Because they just can't stand being alone. Do you know somebody like that? They can't be alone. They can't be alone. Amen?
Amen?
Sometimes you must just be alone.
Amen.
Oh, are you here?
Amen.
Sometimes you must just be alone.
Amen.
They'll come to you, Marawena Mara, what's your problem? What's your problem? Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. When you are a woman, you are a single mother, you are happy, you are alone. You say, this man will come to you and tell you stories.
Amen.
Oh, somebody, are you saying amen or you're saying what?
Amen.
They come, they tell you what? Stories. How can you be alone? How can you? But you are fine, you are alone.
Amen.
Is there any problem? Do you lack anything?
No.
Can't they see how well you look? How beautiful you look without a man?
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, am I talking to somebody here?
Amen.
No, they say, you know, there are people who can't stay. You know, there are some people, the husband will die last month. This month, there's already something walking around. I'm telling you. Am I talking? Don't you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You know, eh? Or the following year, they're getting married again.
Amen.
Some people can't stand being alone. It's terrible, isn't it?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Tell your neighbor, ako police so hanyani. Allow some time to pass. How about you? You. From one train to another. Staff we be, are you hearing what I'm telling you?
Amen.
So the world is putting so much pressure on people. Hey, do something. Do something.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes, unfortunately, some women are pressurized by their own children. Even the children say, "Mama, we see you are alone. I'm telling you, these things do happen. People are forced to compromise because of pressures. I hope I'm talking to somebody here. We need somebody who say, "I'm not going to do it because I don't believe. Because I don't what? I don't believe that. Amen." Hallelujah. Fear of rejection. Fear of what?
Rejection.
Yeah. So fear of rejection can result in a person just compromising. Number two, tolerance. Say tolerance.
Tolerance.
You know, there are some people who tolerate things that are ungodly. You know, you're a Christian, but you are doing things that ungodly people do, and you don't feel anything. Amen?
Amen.
You sit with them, they drink, you drink with them.
Amen.
You tolerate people. They come to you and say, let's do this, you go and do them. You go and do things that you know that you're not supposed to do. You're just tolerating things that are ungodly. Amen?
Amen.
You sympathize with people. Can't you come with us? Please, please. If you're not there, you know. You know, I've had, there are stories of people like this who go and they are the only one at the end of the day who happen to die. Wherever they're going. If there's an accident, if there is they're attacked or somebody's shot, it will be that one who was collected in the last minute and was refusing to go.
Amen.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
So when you're a Christian, hey, and you know it is wrong, don't do it.
Amen.
You put your foot down and say, I am not coming with you. I cannot go there. You know, there are a lot of Christians, they tolerate. You see them, Cody, jazzing, jazz festival, Kimajala, and they are taking pictures in this. What is this? Hello? Is Christianity boring? Is Christianity boring? I mean, and many people don't see anything wrong with that. Hallelujah. To be mixing with unbelievers and doing the things they are doing. Amen?
Amen?
Am I talking to somebody here?
Amen.
Now, when you are a Christian, you must have a backbone. You must be able to say no. Number two, you must not tolerate, you must not sympathize with the wrong thing. I will just do it, you know, just for the sake of our friendship. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your friend who's not saved is going out with his boyfriend. And then he has organized another man. Hey? They say, come with, this one will be bored. Jesus. Do you know what I'm talking about? Is it not common? You go. You see, this is wrong, you go. To go hang out with this Baluka, you don't even know where it's coming from. Am I talking to somebody here?
Amen.
People compromise. Okay, my friend is going to be. It's the friend's outing. Now they've organized you a friend so that you and I. But it's not yours. My friend will be bored. Let me go.
Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah. And this is how these young people end up in trouble.
Amen.
Their drinks get spiked. The other one is pleasure. Number four. Is it number three or number four? Number three. Pleasure. Urata munati. There are people who love pleasure. They like it where it is nice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They won't come here now because there is no music. There is no, you know, no. They want to come where there is something. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The love of pleasure that drives people makes them compromise just from night. Say pleasure.
Pleasure.
The willingness to give to things because I just want to be happy. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. People who love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, people who end up drinking alcohol, that's how they start. Amen?
Amen?
That's how they start. All right. No, and then they will argue. No, you're not so bad. You know, I'm not getting drunk. I'm just drinking, you know. I'm just drinking nicely. I'm not getting drunk.
Amen.
Who knows where drunkenness starts? By the way you are talking, I don't think you are sober already. The way you are now just laughing, I mean, there's nothing really to laugh about. You're already smiling. I can see there's something wrong here. But you say, I don't drink to get drunk. But I already see signs that you are there already. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Say pleasure.
Pleasure.
The love of pleasure. When you're a Christian, just deal with this thing of loving pleasure. You love things that makes you and feel good right now. You want the things that make you, I don't like, it does not make me feel good. When you are a Christian of feelings, you are in trouble. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must face life with the word of God on your side. Amen. If you are a kind of person who like to disappear into some pleasures so you forget your problems, you are in trouble as a Christian. You must face your challenges in life with God on your side. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number four, laziness. Laziness. It's a reason for compromise. You know, sometimes the reason why we don't get the things that we want in life is because we don't pray. We don't fight. We are lazy to fast. We are lazy to do what? We are lazy to fast. We want things that just come. Hey, didn't Tota Runa di somewhere? We fight for them. We go get them. There's nothing that's going to come to you sitting down. You stand up and you go fight and you get them. We are used to these things of receive, sitting down. You have to stand and fight. You cannot be snoring at night when people are praying. People are just lazy and they want the best things in life. No, you fight. Tell your neighbor, you fight. You pray hard. Not 1 week. Not 3 months. 5 years we are talking now. 10 years, now we are starting to talk. Are you hearing me? So we have got this mentality that, hey, next month, how do you know? Because some of us prophets, we tell you in 6 months' time, really? Some things take longer, isn't it? Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Some things take longer, but some Christians are just lazy and they settle for less. Look at your neighbor, say neighbor, laziness. A Christian who can't pray, who cannot fast, who cannot read the Bible is lazy.
Amen.
There's nothing else. Laziness. Say laziness.
Laziness.
You are a person who must live by faith. Amen. You believe in things that you have not seen, and you fight for them to materialize. Hello. And how do you fight? Pray. Not 1 week. I've been praying. How long? 2 weeks. You're joking. You're joking. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We've been praying now 6 months, nonstop, midnight. We are starting to see something happening. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
We've been praying actually nonstop from the beginning of the year. We moved from 7 to 7 fast to the midnight prayer. We are seeing things are beginning to move. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But we are not even looking at those things. Because we know that we must fight until the devil let go of what belongs to us.
Amen.
Amen. This mentality that we will just receive things, find things waiting for us. Hey, listen to me. God told the children of Israel that where you are going, the land is occupied. And some of them are giants. Some of them are big. Some of them are taller than you. Amen?
Amen.
But listen, you must still get it. You're going to fight. And how do we fight? Pray. How do we fight?
Pray.
Hallelujah. Relwana byang. Rarapela. We fight by prayer. We fight by reading the word. We fight by fasting. Amen. Murutin Totaka do look in rappelle. Okay, I'll pray for you. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But there are some things that you must go and fight.
Amen.
You must stand up and fight for your rights. There's no better activist than a Christian activist. Fight for your right. Look at your neighbor. Say neighbor, be an activist for your own life. Fight for your rights. Fight for what belongs to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Fighters got down on their knees. That's the way we fight. Because we are not fighting flesh and blood, isn't it? We are fighting spiritualities, powers, rulers of darkness. Look at your neighbor. Are you going to fight? Stop settling for less. Amen? Because of laziness. You know, when I tell people, when I invite people to the midnight prayer, and they ask me what time, I say, 12 hours, can't see you. They say it's late. I say, really? Do you know what I'm talking about? So late. You know, if you are to defend a country or to attack a country and you want to do it during the day, good luck. Am I talking to somebody? Yeah? If you are a soldier and you're going to attack a country during the day where everybody's watching, I say good luck. Hallelujah. Things are done when people are sleeping. Amen. If you want to snow and still think when now your life will change, good luck. Hallelujah. Amen. Things are happening. Even witches know that's the time to work. Hello? Amen. Even witches do what they know. That's the time to get busy. Where's the time to block things? That's the time to destroy things. That is that night. Who attacks a country during the day? No one. They come at night under the cover of darkness. Not 8 o'clock, just before you're soapy. You pray quickly before you're soapy. Because after soapy, you want to sleep. Even if after soapy, maybe when you sit on your bed, say, Father, thank you for this day. What a wonderful day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Tomorrow also, thank you, Jesus. Amen. That's your prayer. 9 o'clock. And you expect that things will change. You're joking. The things we tell people, it's not true. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
That's why people compromise in the same churches where all these things are said, like things are going to happen tomorrow morning. Look at their lives. They're compromised. They are settling for things because they're not taught to fight. Amen. When your children are out of line, you don't cry, you fight. You put on your armor, boots, like a soldier. You go at the midnight, that's when you fight. Amen?
Amen?
But Pastor, I have to go to work at 5, okay? So you think the devil understands your excuse? I'm asking you, does the devil understand or we're now at work? In fact, he's attacking you because you're working. Oh, Jesus. I mean, in the past, I don't know. I mean, I sleep 4 or 5 hours because what can I do? All of you are expecting me to be there 12, 1 o'clock. I have to be there and I have to be up 5, 6. And even after this thing, we can't even sleep immediately. I mean, I still to be sometimes in prayer in that spirit, until later. Amen. I may be sleeping at 3 easily. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
But in the morning, I still have to go to work. Still have to go to work. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, stop joking. Hallelujah. Next thing you'll be saying, your pastor does not have power. Power to do what? He has been praying for us, you know. Power to do what? When you're snoring. Go do your part and then come to me and accuse me that I don't have power. And I ask you why. He said, I'm praying, Pastor. I'm fasting, Pastor. I don't sleep and things are not moving. And I say, yes, you're right. I don't have power. But without that proof, you can't accuse me that I don't have power.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Let's clap hands for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Laziness. Say laziness.
Laziness.
Say laziness. I want to end up with the fifth one is covenants. Say covenants.
Covenant.
As far as I know, the Bible says that laziness will lead to poverty.
Amen?
Amen? So if you're lazy, you're going to be poor. So how do I then pray for you to be rich? When the Bible is very clear, you're going to be poor. When you are sleeping and lazing around, you're going to be poor.
How do I cast poverty out of you? Amen? Even that poverty, say, I have the right to be here. This guy is lazy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, there are some people, now listen to me. There are some people who say they don't have work, but they wake up at 10. And this is the reason why they wake up at 10. I'm not working. No, that can't be. Whether or not you're going to work, you must still wake up 5. Yeah, thank you for that. Amen. It's helping me. Hallelujah. People, I'm not working. I don't have a job. So why must I wake up early? That's a sign of laziness. You wake up, you're not waking up early because you have a job. You're waking up early because you're a principled person. Hallelujah. You understand that you must wake up early. Whether you have anywhere to go, you must wake up early. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My mother used to say, "Litsatilika so hlabelika dikubo." You know what that means? The sun can't go up whilst I'm still in my blanket. He said, it can't be, not in my house. Baba will stand up and say, not in my house. People just lazing around you, sleepy until the sun rises. Not in my house. And we understand that it's a house. We have to do something. We have to wake up. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So you must tell your children, wake up. I'm not waking. So what? That's the reason why you're not waking. You don't want to wake up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even the work is not expecting you because you are sleepy.
Amen.
Life is spiritual.
Amen.
What you are saying is being read in the realm of the spirit.
Amen.
You are being read. In the spirit, there is no barrier. People can read you in Cape Town. They can read, so-and-so is lazy. They can read you. So when they're looking for people with job, they won't come to you because they already know this one is lazy. Say, neighbor, go wake up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Oh, I hope I'm talking to somebody today.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody today?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you learning?
Amen.
The last one, covenants. Now, I want to read in the book of Joshua, and then we'll close with this story. Hallelujah. Chapter 9. Say covenants. Now, when all the kings, now verse 1, say, now when all the kings west of the Jordan heard about these things, the kings in the hill country, in the western foothills, and along the entire coast of the Mediterranean Sea, as far as Lebanon, the kings of the Hittites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. You remember these kings, these nations? They came together to wage war against Joshua and Israel. Hallelujah. However, when the people of Gibeon heard that Joshua had done to Jericho and Ai, they resorted to a ruse. Hallelujah. They came with a trick. Hallelujah. They went as a delegation whose donkeys were loaded with worn-out socks and old wineskins, cracked and mended. They put worn and patched sandals on their feet and wore old clothes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All the bread of their food supply was dry and moldy. These people were too. They made sure that even that the bread was dry and it had mold on it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then they went to Joshua in the camp at Gilgal and said to him and the Israelites, we have come from a distant country. Make a treaty with us. Make an agreement with us. Make a covenant with us. Amen. The Israelites said to the Hivites, but perhaps you have near us. So you live near us. Hallelujah. So how can we make a treaty with you? How do we know Lunali Tohole? How do we know we come from far? So how do we know that you come from far? Hallelujah. Perhaps you live near us. So how can we make a treaty with you? We are your servants, they said to Joshua. But Joshua asked, who are you and where do you come from? Now the Hivites, remember, is the ones God said they must destroy. This, he said, Kibanaba, he said, you must not associate with them. Now they're coming with a story. They're not saying we are even Hivites. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
They say we are coming from far, ne? Perhaps you live near, okay, we are your servants, they said to Joshua. But Joshua asked, who are you and where do you come from? They answered, your servants have come from a very distant country. In other words, they're giving the impression that they are not even from around Canaan. Are you hearing me? They say we are coming from far. Amen. Your servants have come from a very distant country because of the fame of the Lord your God. For we have heard reports of him, all that he did in Egypt. Amen. And all that he did to the two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, Sihon, king of Heshbon, and Og, king of Bashan, who reigned in Ashtaroth. Amen. And our elders and all those living in our country said to us, take provisions for your journey. Go and meet them and say to them, we are your servants, make a treaty with us. This bread of ours was warm when we packed it at home. On the day we left, do you see that? This bread you see was what? Was warm. It was fresh when we left. Look at it now. But now see how dry and moldy it is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, neighbor, be careful of the devil's deception. Mashanwa Satan. Tricking you into coming with something to, hallelujah,
Amen.
To work you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, and these wineskins that we were filled with were new. The wineskins were new. But see how cracked they are. And our clothes and sandals worn out by the very long journey. And these people were just from next door. They were lying. Amen. So the Israelites sampled their provisions but did not inquire of the Lord. There it is. They did not ask God. Now, we enter into things because we think. We enter into things because we think they are the right things to do. Amen. And we don't ask God. We make agreements that will tie us and force us for the rest of our lives in that tie. Now, listen to this. 3 days after they made the treaty with the Gibeonites, the Israelites heard that there were neighbors living near them. Neighbors. Amen. So the Israelites set out on the third day. So the Israelites set out and on the third day came to their cities, Gibeon and all those cities. But the Israelites did not attack them because the leaders of the assembly had sworn on oath to them by the Lord, the God of Israel. So they sworn that they are not going to destroy them because of covenants. Amen? So there are things in life that we end up accepting because there are things that have joined us to them. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. There are things that we have joined. You know, some people feel that they have to get married to somebody because they have a child with them. Okay. You don't like this. You don't like this. Because you batla munyala because unalingwa na lien. You think marriage is sustained by children? There's no amen, no problem. It's not enough. Hallelujah. What can we do? I mean, you suddenly realize this guy is a Gibeonite, but there is a child already. It's not a believer. Not everybody who comes to church is a believer.
Amen.
Sometimes there are foxes in sheepskins.
Amen.
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 And you discover things about this person. Say, okay, but what can you do? We have a child. Yeah. You don't like my message today. I'm forced. What can I do? I'm forced. Hallelujah. And sometimes even with work, people will do things and only discover later and they remind them, or you cannot come out of this because we have given you 1, 2, 3. We have done this for you. You cannot come out of this. So the devil is sneaky. Sometimes we are caught up in this thing. You see it's evil, but you can't come out because of the things that you have committed yourself to. Be careful who you receive bribes from. Or not you, you don't even receive bribes. Amen? Because people are going to remind you. And you are going to have to accept the things they do because they've silenced you. I mean, they were going to destroy these people, but when they got there, they find Gibeonites. Barabana, don't touch them because we have already agreed with them. So they didn't destroy them. And this way, the people later will give them problems. Are you hearing me? Sometimes we just live the kind of life compromised because we are stuck of the things that we have done in the past. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Covenants, agreements, force people to stay in places where they don't even want, but because by itlamme. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm telling you?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So be careful who you enter into an agreement with. Pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do what?
Pray.
Pray. We cannot separate ourselves from certain people because we have said, even before you heard from God, you said, what do lovers say to each other when they are met in love? My, what is yours and yours is yours? Mine is your, what? Yours is mine and mine is yours. When the love is hot, red hot. Amen? What is mine is yours, and what is yours is mine. Next thing, because of what you said, you cannot leave them. Because you have covenanted with them. It's difficult now. Your words are your contract, they're your signature. Some people think they can just lie and run away. No. Hallelujah. When I see you, you make me mad. Now you are sober. You want to run away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody in the house?
Amen.
Listen, your words are your contracts. You know, I normally say that I can get out of any contract, but I can't come out of my word. Contracts, I just need a good lawyer. He can find a way out for me. But my words are like God's words. They go forth and they do the work. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
So be careful what you say with your mouth. It's your contract. Amen?
Amen.
Look at that, say never, your words are your contract. You can't come out of your words. So we commit ourselves with the things we say, and next thing you cannot come out of it. Amen?
Amen.
We make covenants with the words that we say. We commit ourselves with the words that we say. Later on, we discover this one is a Gibeonite. You know, I can't live with a Gibeonite. When you try to run, your words will pull you back. Back to that place. Amen.
Amen.
Say neighbor next time.
Neighbor next time.
Be sober before you say something. I'm done preaching. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you blessed?
Amen.
Are you taught something?
Amen.
Amen. God is good, isn't it?
Amen.
Many Christians find themselves in compromised lives. They're just moving on. What can they do? Some of them, they got into things they can't come out of them. Made covenants, agreements. They've settled for less than ideal. God wants the best for you. And the best is yet to come.
Amen.
The best is yet to come.
Amen.
Just stay in your lane. Don't straddle lanes like that person I was talking about. One foot going this way and the other. One foot is in this lane that goes that way. The one foot is in the lane that goes this way. Causing confusion. Amen?
Amen.
Are you blessed?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's give God a hand of praise. Hallelujah.